The Catholic Church has admitted that a conflict between its own moral values and its legal and financial interests was at the heart of its battle with abuse victim John Ellis. And in the fight between secular and Christian values, it was the law and the money that won. The Archbishop of Sydney, George Pell, told the Royal Commission today that he overcame his own moral doubts to endorse the strategy of the church's legal team. That included the tactic of disputing Mr. Ellis's story of abuse in court. While preparing his departure for the Vatican, Cardinal Pell has spent a second day in the witness box defending the church's legal position when Mr. Ellis tried to sue. Cardinal Pell admitted that Mr. Ellis was not treated fairly from a Christian point of view, and the compensation offers to him were mean and grotesque. Emily Burke reports.
The moral and legal positions taken by the Catholic Archdiocese of Sydney came into sharp focus and then collided at the Royal Commission today. The former Sydney Archbishop George Pell was asked if the church had been honest and fair when the former altar boy and abuse victim John Ellis brought his complaint to the church 10 years ago, and it ended up in a bitter court battle.
In a legal sense, we always acted honestly, and I believe in a legal sense, there was nothing done that was improper, and any reservations I might have about particular stands of our lawyers, I would not want to suggest that they did anything improper. But from my point of view, from a Christian point of view, leaving aside the legal dimension, I don't think we did deal fairly.
Cardinal Pell admitted that he had some misgivings about the church's lawyers arguing that Mr. Ellis couldn't sue the trustees of the church over the abuse he suffered at the hands of a priest.
I initially was uncertain about the propriety of that defence because I'm not a lawyer. It was pointed out to me, I think successfully, that the role of the trustees was quite limited to the ownership of a property. If, for example, there was negligence in building, if, for example, there was asbestos, that the trustees could be sued on that account. But as they had not been involved in the appointment and supervision of priests, they could not be sued. They did not have liability on that account. I was told, and I believe that this is correct, that this did not represent any development in the law.
Having endorsed the strategy to defeat the case, protect the trustees, and resist what he believed was an exorbitant damages claim, Cardinal Pell also approved the legal tactics. But senior counsel assisting the inquiry, Gail Furness, pressed him on the decision to dispute Mr. Ellis's story of abuse in court.
I was told that what was being proposed was not only proper legally, but not unusual.
What about morally, Cardinal?
Well, I have explained my moral doubts about it, but the lawyers, no one has accused them of acting, well, perhaps, anyhow, I did not believe they would suggest anything to me that was improper. I think the length of the cross-examining was quite inappropriate.
Do you understand now the impact it had on John Ellis to have the very church that he'd gone back to in Towards Healing dispute that he had ever been abused?
I do.
And what do you have to say about that?
I regret that.
Only regret it, Cardinal.
What else could I say? It was wrong that it went to such an extent.
Under questioning by Justice Peter McClellan, it emerged that the overall approach taken by the church was informed by events overseas.
You were concerned that what had happened in America, where there were very large verdicts and dioceses had gone bankrupt, should not be a scenario in Australia, weren't you?
That is certainly the case, and there are two considerations there. Australia is not America. There are an enormous number of lawyers there, disproportionate even by Australian standards. And secondly, that whatever standards of damages were to be enforced, they should be equal across all the Australian institutions.
But you were concerned that what had happened in America could happen in Australia, weren't you?
Yes, and I did not want that to happen just to us. If it was to happen, it was to happen justly.
But he also faced questions about how the church's Towards Healing scheme has delivered justice and compassion to Mr. Ellis.
Do you accept, Cardinal, that the Archdiocese in its conduct of the Towards Healing complaint by Mr. Ellis fundamentally failed Mr. Ellis?
It didn't completely fail him, or fundamentally fail him, because his case inched forward, as we now know, at his urging, but by any criteria, there was a substantial failing.
There was a failure to follow your own protocol, was there not?
Yes.
There was a failure to act justly and compassionately towards him?
That is correct. That, to some extent, was inadvertent.
And the offers that were made to him in the facilitation were just plain mean, weren't they?
That is correct.
And indeed, the increase of $5,000 was grotesque.
That is correct.
Cardinal Pell will return to the witness box tomorrow.
Emily Burke.